And we're joined on the scoop today by Brennan Roop of the Marshall Independent, but also a massive Green Bay Packer fan, giving us a little Packer perspective here on a Friday. Brennan, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
A little bit of a tumultuous season for the Packers as Aaron Rodgers injured in the first matchup against the Vikings this year, and the Packer offense just never looked the same, which led to a lot of turnover and a lot of change in the coaching staff, but also in the front office. And Brennan, first question for you, how shocked were you to see all of these changes that have started here for the Packers?
I wasn't surprised at all by the Dom Capers changes and some of the changes that have happened in the coaching staff. But when I did get the tweet, our news about Ted Thompson, I was a little shocked. But at the same time, everything that Mark Murphy has said is said that Ted Thompson told him point blank that he sees himself as a scout at heart. And that's basically what he's going to be doing now, is he's going to be an advisor, basically a scout, giving input on who to go after, maybe who to draft. So, I was shocked, but at the same time, I wasn't surprised. I mean, after going 7-9, and they have a lot of guys in-house that have been getting a lot of buzz of being the next GM somewhere else. So maybe there's a reason why they moved on so quickly, because they want to keep one of these guys around the long term. So it sucks, but at the same time, I think it was maybe time for them to go in a different direction.
Yeah, it's always in situations like this, especially when the head coach is retained, they're mainly just trying to, at least from my point of view, just send a little bit of a message that, hey, we don't like how things turned out last year, but we're going to give it one more chance to see if you can get things turned around. So it certainly seems like that's what the Packers are doing here.
Yeah, exactly. They title town for a reason. They made the playoffs 8 straight years. I don't think they like being out of the playoffs, so I think they are sending a message saying this is not going to stand anymore. We need to get back to... Not to say that they weren't winning before. I mean, they made 2 NFC Championship game appearances in the last 3 years before this year. So I think maybe just I don't think it's a rebuild. It's kind of maybe just a retooling and maybe getting a new voice in on defense, and just a new voice at the top will maybe spark something.
Looking at both of those coordinator spots first, some interesting names out there that the Packers could potentially look at to be the offensive coordinator. Ben McAdoo, one that I've seen. Joe Philbin, another name that I have seen as a potential fit for Green Bay. Any candidate that you like, whether it be in-house or one of those outside names, to be the next Packers offensive coordinator?
I personally think it's going to be Ben McAdoo or Joe Philbin, the two guys you said. I think McCarthy had a comfort level with those guys. I think the offense was doing well during that stretch. I think since Philbin left and McAdoo left, I think the offense has kind of gone down. I think the game plan's got a little stale. So I think bringing maybe one of those guys back, they're not going to be calling the plays. They're going to be, quote-unquote, the offensive coordinator. So I've always been confused by that title. They're not calling the plays. They're there to help develop the game plan. So for me, McCarthy's still going to be calling plays, so I think he's going to bring someone that he has a working relationship with. So I think it's going to be one of those two guys, maybe even both of them. Who knows?
On the defensive side of the ball, seems like there's an argument that could be made for going in-house, as it was mostly Capers and a couple of other defensive staff that were let go, but also some intriguing options outside the organization as well. Any feeling on which way Green Bay goes for defense?
I personally think it's going to be Winston Moss. He was original member of McCarthy's staff when they came in 2006, so I think, knowing McCarthy and the way he handles things, he likes to be internal. He kind of talked about in the press conference that if he could handle everything internally, he would. So I think just knowing McCarthy, and I don't know him, but just studying him for the last couple of years, knowing the way he does things, I think it's going to be Winston Moss or maybe Joe Witt, Darren Perry. Both of those guys are on the staff. But I think it's going to be Moss, who just interviewed for the Detroit Lions head coaching job. Some of the outside guys, Vic Fangio, would be the top choice. If you've looked at anything in the Packers Twitter, that's everyone's golden goose. That's who they want. So, I mean, I personally just hope it's someone that's going to keep the 3-4. But I honestly couldn't tell you where. I think it's going to be Winston Moss, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's Vic Fangio, or maybe they go after someone bigger than that. I have no idea. I think Winston Moss is the choice.
All right. Yeah, that I think he would definitely be a good fit. And this coming from a Vikings fan, so take that for what it will. But looking at the general manager spot as well, Ted Thompson reassigned within the organization, so that's a big hole as well. Both inside, internal, and outside the organization, potential candidates for the Packers. Who do you like there?
Well, Green Bay's got a lot of good internal candidates. Brian Gutekunst, he last year interviewed for the San Francisco 49ers GM position. Elliot Wolf was a hot name last year as well. He's the son of Ron Wolf, the Hall of Famer. That's, again, Packer Nation's golden goose for that choice. Russ Ball is another guy. He's kind of the one that seems to be the lightning rod for Packers Nation. If he gets hired, it sounds like a lot of people are going to be upset, which I don't know why, mainly because he's not a scout. They kind of see him as a Ted Thompson disciple. Outside, I really hope they don't go outside. I hope they keep one of these guys and just hire internally. But outside, there's been rumors that John Schneider, a Wisconsin native who is with Seattle right now, is someone they're looking at. Supposedly, they tried to interview Reggie McKenzie, and Reggie McKenzie declined. The Vikings guy, I can't even remember his name right now, the Vikings declined their request. So
George Patton.
What was that?
George Patton.
Yep, that's one. I think it's going to be an internal candidate. I hope it's either Elliot Wolf or Brian Gutekunst, but I would not be upset at all with Russ Ball like some people would be. So I think those are the three that you're looking at. It sounds like if Russ Ball gets the job, that they're going to lose Elliot Wolf or Brian Gutekunst because they want to go elsewhere and see if they can get a GM job. So I think the smart choice would be keeping Gutekunst or Wolf, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if it's Russ Ball.
Looking at some offseason objectives for the Packers, they have tried to lock up some of their own. Devontae Adams signing an extension earlier here in the offseason, but also the Packers signing some other players, Corey Linsley, to a contract extension as well. So just trying to keep that core of talent locked up. What do you think of both of those moves for the Packers?
I love him. Devontae Adams is an upcoming receiver. What he did with Brett Hundley as the quarterback is just phenomenal. Everyone was worried that his stock was going to go down. He raised the bar. He played lights out with Hundley. Linsley, I love it too. You let J.C. Treader walk last year, who was the backup center, who was very good in his own right. So you had to lock up Linsley. You couldn't go into the offseason having a need at center, so you need to lock him up. I think he's one of the top centers in the league. So I love both those moves. You're keeping the core around Aaron Rodgers strong, especially on offense. So that was Ted Thompson's last move as GM, and I love him.
Looking at how the Packers might try to supplant their roster, we'll start off with just some general offseason goals. I know you follow the Packers quite diligently, Brennan. So what are some big areas that Green Bay will need to improve upon heading into next season?
They need to get replenish the talent at outside linebacker. They need to get an edge rush. That was their biggest issue this past season. Is just they weren't able to get to the quarterback. And people can talk about their pass defense all they want. Well, the quarterback has all day to stand back there. The pass defense is going to look terrible. Deion Sanders would look terrible in stretches with how bad the pass rush was in Green Bay. You obviously would like to get another young corner to pair with Kevin King and Demarius Randall. Offensive line depth, that's kind of something that they talked about, but it all kind of depends on what happens with Brian Bulaga. There's been talks that they might cut him. If that's the case, offensive tackle becomes a need because I don't know if you can trust Jason Spriggs moving forward. But if Bulaga is back, I don't think the offensive line is that big of a need. Wide receiver, they need to get more explosive at that position. And it all kind of depends on what happens with Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb. There's been talks that both of them could be cut. Both of them could have their contracts restructured. So, I mean, it's going to be a very interesting offseason just because there's so much uncertainty with what's going to go on with the contracts for current players. Even if Nelson and Cobb are back, wide receiver becomes a position because both Nelson and Cobb are in their final year of their contract going into next year. So it's going to be very interesting. Tight end is another position of need. Martellus Bennett did not work out. That was a big bust signing. They should have kept Jared Cook. Hindsight 2020, but I guess they should have kept Jared Cook. Martellus Bennett was the big splash and turned out to be a major bust. Lance Kendricks was disappointing. Richard Rodgers is a free agent. So tight end is a big need. So it's going to be interesting. It all kind of depends on defense, too. Morgan Burnett is a free agent. If he isn't re-signed, safety becomes a need as well. So they're going to be, whoever the next GM is going to be very busy. That's for sure.
Quickly, before we move on to some potential names, I don't know how closely you've been looking at the draft yet, but what is your gut reaction on what happens with Randall Cobb and Jordy Nelson? Do you think they'll both be retained, or do you think one will, one won't?
I think, honestly, that with Cobb being younger, I think they'll keep him, and I think they're going to approach Jordy Nelson saying, hey, can you restructure your deal? If not, you're going to be cut. And I think Jordy, well, whatever happens with him, I think this is going to be his final year probably. He looks slower at the end of the year. People can say, well, it was because Rodgers wasn't playing. Even when Rodgers was healthy at the beginning of the year, he wasn't putting up big numbers. I mean, he was tied for the league lead in touchdowns, but that just means you're doing good in the red zone. He wasn't really doing much in between the 20s. And so I think Nelson just, I think he wants to play his whole career for one team. I think he will restructure his deal. I think he will be back. I think they'll both be back, but I think they're both going to be approached about potentially restructuring their deals.
Looking at the NFL draft, still a ways to go before that we get to April. But have you had a chance to look at any potential names that you like and hope that the Packers are able to come away with?
Harold Landry, outside linebacker for Boston College, would be an awesome pick for 14. He brings a lot of explosion to the edge. I think he is probably one of the safer picks in the draft. Arden Key, another guy from LSU, edge rusher. I think he's one of those guys, though, that scares me a lot. I think he's either going to be really good or really terrible. I don't think there's going to be any in between with him. So he kind of scares me just because of that factor. Josh Jackson, the corner from Iowa, is another big name. Anthony Miller, who I'm higher on, I think, than most people. I would love to have him. Wide receiver from Memphis. I would love to have him at number 14. He's very explosive. He kind of reminds me of a young Percy Harvin without the migraines and all the other issues that he had. So I think those are my top four names I could come up with right now.
Okay, and yeah, that I'm sure that board will get bigger and bigger as we get closer to the draft. Final question for you, Brennan, a fun one. I follow you on Twitter and have to say I'm pretty impressed with the way that you handle all of the negativity on Packers Twitter. So just how do you do it? How do you do it day in and day out with the amount of people that seem to get so negative, even considering that this is the first time the Packers have not been to the playoffs in the last 8 seasons?
I honestly have no idea. I mean, I wish I could tell you how I handle it. I'm generally just a positive person, but to me, it's comical how outraged people get over something that really, I mean, yeah, I'm a Packers fan and it sucks not having them in the playoffs. I mean, you're probably the same way if the Vikings are having a lousy year. You're probably upset too and maybe sometimes get angry. But at the end of the day, it's just a game. I love them. I bleed green and yellow. I just don't get why people get so outraged over stuff. It amazes me. And most of the time too, they're uneducated opinions.
Yep.
That's why it always makes me laugh, is that they're just kind of spewing nonsense. And it's like, really? Like, did you take the time to research this before you started going crazy? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's always fun. And like you said, yeah, when things aren't going well, I tend to get a little upset on Twitter. But as is the case in a year like this, where the Vikings have a legitimate shot at getting to the Super Bowl, mostly I'm just a nervous wreck. So
as a Vikings fan, for you, you're cautiously optimistic.
Yeah,
you don't want to get ahead of yourself. Like, it's fun listening to K-Fan hearing them talk about that. How it's like you're just waiting for that moment where it's going to all go wrong.
But yep. That
honestly, the Vikings, I think, are the favorites in the NFC, if you ask me. So
hey, and listeners, that's coming from a fan of the Packers. So take that to heart. we'll see how things play out, though. Thanks for joining us here today, Brennan, and we'll look forward to having you on again as we get closer to the NFL draft and getting a little bit more of a Packer perspective here on the Scoop going forward.
All right, thanks for having me.